Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, let's talk about saying no. Now, this is one of the hardest lessons I think any dyslexic has to learn. And I'm honest, I don't always get it right myself. But I'm going to share a few ideas, a few tips, and a few things that I've learned over the years that have definitely made my life a lot better. So let's dive into today's episode. Okay, so this coping strategy is by far, you know, it's one that I'd even forgotten about because it took me, I probably had so much PTSD from saying yes to things I shouldn't over the years that my brain doesn't even want to recognize this as a challenge I had or I've had, or even presently I still see occasionally pop up. You know, I was constantly saying yes to everything, and it felt like I wasn't good enough if I said no, or I can't, or I don't want to. It felt like I was either letting someone down, not living up to my potential. It was like my brain came up with a million reasons I should just say yes and work out how to do it later. Now, there's a lot of business gurus and people out there who say, just say yes to opportunities. But to be honest, for a dyslexic, we don't have a problem with yes. We actually don't want anyone encouraging us to say yes too often. You know, one of the quotes that always stuck with me from Richard Branson, a very famous dyslexic, was, you know, saying no to things. And I'm going to butcher this quote, but basically one of his biggest skills was saying no, because he knew when to focus on what he wanted to, and he knew when to say no to new opportunities. Because, you know, he knew his focus was so easily just, you know, distractible that he had to be able to say no. And I felt the same way over the years. You know, someone would come to me with a good idea, with a bit of passion and energy, and I'd be like, yeah, let's give it a go. Or in a work situation with clients, they'd say, can you do this, this, and this? Now, most of those things may not have been part of what we offered as a business, but in my brain, I'm like, we could do that. We don't. We could do it. So yes, we will do it. And what would then ensue from that moment is all the effect that comes with saying yes to that stuff. All the pain, pushing through the barriers of doing stuff that wasn't quite what we did, but we could do. My staff, because I've got a business, like, they've struggled with it for years because they have to kind of follow through on the crazy things I used to say yes to. And, you know, it's probably only in the last 3 to 5 years I've really gotten my head around this and realized that I can say no to stuff and it actually makes my life better. And it makes the person I said no to, it makes their life better. Does that make sense? And I think, you know, if you've struggled with it as well and you've, you know, maybe you find yourself trying to please people or be liked, you know, what I was finding is that the things I was saying yes to and then not really delivering to the highest standard were actually things that hurt both me and the customer or the friend. There were times I'd say yes to help out with things that just wasn't in my wheelhouse. I've even got, here's a great example. I've got a meeting today. I've been asked to be on the board of a neurodiversity project that looks amazing. It's really interesting. It's one I believe in. And old me, when I had been offered that opportunity, before I'd even questioned it, I'd have said, yes, I'm going to take that opportunity with both hands. I'm not going to think about how much time it's going to take. I'm not going to think about any of the ramifications past this one moment in the present, and I'm just going to say yes. And what it would lead to is when you do that enough, you have a life that is just crazy and tiring, and it's not actually creating what you want in your world. You actually just end up saying yes to everyone else's dreams. Does that make sense? Where in this case, here's a great example. I've spoken to them. I've done my research. I've thought about it. I've taken time to just let it sit in the back of my mind. And I've booked in a 30-minute call to discuss it further. Not even to say yes in this call, but to discuss it further and find out more about the opportunity, what would actually be required versus what I think would be required. You know, you learn the dyslexic world. The picture in our mind does not always match the picture in reality. And we can very much sometimes back the picture in our mind over taking the time, because it's quite boring to take time, to learn what it's actually about. And, you know, as I say, if I'd have said yes to this opportunity, it might have actually ended up Maybe it's 100 hours in a year. Who knows? Maybe it's 10 hours. Maybe it's 1,000 hours. Their expectation could be completely different to my expectation. And getting those pictures clear allow me to say yes or no in a much better way. And so what have I learned over the years about this? Firstly, if you don't know where you're going or what you want, you're more likely to say yes to flights of passion or random ideas. If you are not certain with the direction, someone else is going to direct you. Does that make sense? So over the last, you know, I look at it and say 3 or 4 years, probably 4 years now, I've set very clear directions in my life about where I want to go. Not just like outlandish, I want to be a multimillionaire by the end of the year. Hooray, crazy stuff like that. But actual visualizations of key pieces of my life, be it my relationships, my work. And because of that, I know where I'm going this year. I know what I want to achieve. I know generally how much time it's going to take, how much money it's going to take, how much effort it's going to take. And I'm quite clear on what would stuff that up. Okay, so I'm very clear on where that's going and where it's taking me. Sometimes it's uncomfortable because, you know, to go anywhere, you're going to get a little uncomfortable. You're going to hit a few bumpy patches, but I'm clear. And it means that when I get opportunities come to me, I can put them against what my vision is for the year or beyond, and I can decide what I want to do. And if it doesn't fit with the vision that I'm creating, and it doesn't even come close to it at this point, I can say, hey, no. Or I can say, pause, let me reassess it in a year's time. How does that sound? And so it becomes a decision based on what I want, rather than me living in this world of kind of winging life, which is what I find a lot of dyslexics do, or they start out doing, and they get frustrated with themselves. You know, sometimes it works out, and they go, I've winged it, and look what I've done. But deep down, they're like, I don't really feel like I've achieved anything from this, because I feel like it was luck. Does that make sense? I will do another episode about winging it. I haven't done one for a while. But it's really important, and this is a great question when it comes to saying yes or no to things, is if you don't know where you're going, you're more likely to say yes to everything. So that's one thing I've seen. The second is when you have a real low self-opinion, if you've kind of been picked on all your life, and this is what I see a lot with dyslexics, if people have said you're not good enough, you don't really have what it takes, you know, you've made another mistake, and you kind of want to be liked, you're more likely to say yes to things that allow you to prove your worth. Even if they're not in your best interest, even if they're not something you actually want to do in the long term, you'll say yes to things. I chatted to a friend of mine who's in a company. I won't go into details, but he's in a company, and he got offered a task in a marketing role. He basically got said, hey, do you want to help us on marketing? We don't have anyone full-time in it. There's all these different sections that need work done, and he agreed to doing it, and he just kept agreeing. And so what happened was he ended up doing his own role plus 50% of this other role, and he was stressing out all the time. He was trying to do too much. He was finding himself being an over perfectionist. Not like any of us can relate to that, right? And you know, he found himself trying to do a billion things at once, and all he really found was pain and frustration and not really achieving what he wanted across the board. So, you know, trying to find that balance of having enough interesting stuff in our work versus taking on so much stuff that our brains explode, that it affects our relationships and our health, we've got to be so careful when it comes to saying yes or no to things. And don't get me wrong, this is not me saying, you know, you have to say no to everything and live in a box, because that can be as boring or as painful. But it's you know, and I come back to what I said before. If you don't know where you're going, if you haven't made a decision on where you're going, if you're not sure on your identity about what's your next step, I will guarantee you your yes or no decisions will be very poor. Because when we have nothing to hang on to, or we have no North Star in our decision-making, we are very easily led, hoping that, you know, if we throw enough stuff against a wall, something will stick. And I think sometimes when you're really young, that actually can work to a point for us. It can help us find experiences that we're not used to, take us out of our comfort zone, but it can also lead us to a level of anxiety no one deserves. And it's not a healthy level of anxiety. Does that make sense? So if I was going to give you one tip, ask yourself, if you're finding yourself saying yes to too much stuff, deep down, say out loud, why am I saying yes to everything? Is it because I don't feel worthy? Is it because I'm having to prove my worth? Is it because I can't, I lack an understanding in the moment of how much time I have? Very common as well. Is it because I don't know where I'm actually wanting to go, and I'm hoping I will bump into something that will help me decide? And honestly, if it's that third one, you've found a golden goose to change your life there. And there are a heap of people who can help you with goal setting, visualization. There's podcasts on here that I do at the beginning of every year around visualizing the next steps in your life. And my God, if you can spend some time listening to them and getting your head around it, it is game changing, honestly. I sometimes wake up and go, how have I gotten here in the last 4 years? How has this happened? You know, I used to have a relationship that sucked. I had a business that just caused me stress every year. My health was the worst it had ever been. And now it's all either on track or it's coming on track across the board. And I'm having a lot of fun doing it, which is important. So look back on those podcasts again. If you look at the dates, they're usually at the beginning of January into December, around that period. Have a listen. Hope it helps. But that coping strategy, learn to say no to a few more things. I promise your life will get better overnight. Have an epic rest of your day, and I'll be back on Thursday.